Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. It's the eve of Christmas Eve. For many people, it means family is coming home, decorations are up in the house, and wrapping paper, for some at least, is already put away. It's also a time of reflection on the year that has been and the year yet to come. A rather Dickinsonian way to put it, I suppose. This past year, the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce celebrated many new businesses opening in town. Humboldt Threads, Real Food Grocer Cafe, Rare Bird, The Learning Place, Thrive Wellness, Lightning Boom Productions, and more. We celebrated new locations for Doris and Daughter Catering, Humboldt Fence Company, Health Sport, and Cornerstone Realty. There were big anniversaries for Horizon Business Products and Kim's Fortuna Fabrics, and a name change for Shredda Ware. We had some great mixers hosted by Mad Metals, Hops and Humboldt, River Lodge, Coast Central Credit Union, and the businesses at Strong's Creek Plaza. We honored Sequoia Gas as our Business of the Year, and Becky Giacomini as our Citizen of the Year. The Leadership Fortuna 3 class graduated in April and is now working on a mural for the city on the Ray's Food Place building. It's going to be amazing. And there was lots of collaboration happening in town between the city, McLean Foundation Chamber, and Humboldt Lodging Alliance. Two prime examples of exceptional partnerships are the funding of an economic development coordinator for the city and a River Lodge sales and marketing coordinator. I think those two collaborations are unique in Humboldt County. The Westock Motorcycle Group chose Fortuna as their 2014 destination and met at River Lodge in September. Women now outnumber the men on the city council, and we have a new mayor. Some things shouldn't change too much. Fortuna is still the premier town for big events like rodeo, chili cook-off, apple harvest, auto expo, and daffodil days. And Fortuna's service clubs, two rotary clubs, Kiwanis and Seroptimist, continue doing great work on behalf of children, the food insecure, seniors, and education. And we owe them all a great deal of gratitude. Coming up in 2015, we'll have a new class of Leadership Fortuna starting on January 8th. We'll have our annual State of the City breakfast on February 5th and celebrate our business community again on May 7th at our annual dinner. I have high hopes for Fortuna this coming year. There's a new energy and positive forces working to make this community stronger. I'll have a chance to expand on that idea more in 2015. It's an honor to be a part of the Kins family of community commenters, and I look forward to sharing more thoughts and observations with you next year. And I'd like to take this moment to thank Precision Intermedia in Fortuna for recording these comments and getting them up to Kins. This is Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.